Of all the different questions that we may have about meditation, the most important question at the beginning that we need an answer to, and by need an answer to, I don't just mean hear me say something, I mean in our own mind reflect and come to a conclusion, come to our own answer to, is why? Why meditate? Most of us have very busy lives. We have a lot going on. And probably there aren't large expanses of time in our life that sort of suggest meditation time to us. Quite often, if we're going to adopt a new activity like meditation, we're going to have to a little bit shoehorn that into our life. We're going to have to squeeze it in, make time. And meditation, like everything, is something that requires practice to master, in the same way that we don't pick up a guitar and sound like some, like Eric Clapton or some great guitarist. We won't sit down and meditate like Buddha straight away. That won't happen. If it does happen, that's amazing. But for most of us, that isn't how it happens. We sit down and we try to meditate, and part of our mind thinks you're a bit rubbish at this, aren't you? And that's normal. And that's not helpful to have that kind of thought. But like everything, practice makes perfect. You know, meditation isn't something that you need a particular gene for. You need to be like the chosen blessed child, or it's some magical trait that only some people can have. Anyone can meditate. It's not rocket science. It's not magical, although it can feel magical. There's nothing sort of, I don't know, esoteric or sort of unique about it. Meditation is something that anyone can do. It's a training of the mind. It's an exercising of the mind, in the same way that if we exercise our physical body, you know, maybe when we first go for a run, we can't get to the end of our road. But if you were to run regularly every day or a few times a week, then quite quickly would easily make it to the end of the road. You know, after a while of running, you even get a feeling, well, I feel like I could just keep running all day. You know, once we get the sort of systems working, and it's the same with meditation. Remember, when we first sit down, then maybe it just feels like we're just as distracted as we were before, or even more distracted. There's all this busyness and noise, and we're just more aware. And I'm not feeling more peaceful. I'm feeling like I need to crack on and get those things that are distracting my mind, that my mind is full with, done. And so there's going to be a period of time, probably, where it might not feel worth it, where it might not feel that the time we're putting in is being rewarded. You know, like when you first pick up a guitar and you sound just as rubbish as you did on day one after week one, you know, and it's like, is this ever going to happen? Or we're learning a language. You know, we're learning a language. For a long time, there's this profound sense of, I haven't got a clue what they're saying, or I haven't got a clue how to say what I want to say. But then there are moments of breakthroughs. And if we work for them, they come. But if we give up, of course they don't. So we need something that's going to carry us through that perhaps somewhat barren initial period, which honestly, like if we do meditate regularly, I think it will only be a couple of weeks before we start to have wonderful experiences in our meditation. You know, maybe not enlightenment, of course, that's going to take longer. That's a lifetime or many lifetimes journey. But peace is within reach. The ability to let go of stress and strain and pressure and anxiety and fear and all, that's absolutely within reach. And maybe initially we just get a moment or a brief experience, but then we build on that. And in the meditation, it extends for longer and longer. Now to the meditation, it carries with us into our day. We're not as stressed. We're not as agitated. That's what's coming. So we need to think about that. So we think, well, that's why I'm going to put the time in. Now, and I hope after listening to today and doing the meditation that we'll do later on in the class, if you're brand new, the thought in your heart will be, that's it. My life as a meditator has begun. That's what I want to do with my mind. It makes such sense. Hopefully that's what we're going to be taking away from tonight. And then maybe we decide that the way we're going to fit meditation in to our busy day is we're going to get up half an hour earlier, and that's how we'll find that extra bit of time. And in the evening, that's a very easy decision to make. But the next morning, when our alarm goes off, we can encounter one of the most powerful forces in the universe, the lure of the snooze button, that thought in our mind that says, I don't need to be awake now. I don't need to get up for another half an hour. I can just press, and it's usually a big button on our alarm clock, or the default if you just tap your phone or whatever it is you use. And what's gonna make us get up? No. I made a decision. I'm sticking to it because I want the reward. So we need to think about the reward. What's in it for me? Why am I going to do this? Why am I going to make the time? And so in the chapter, What is Meditation? In Venerable Geshe's book, How to Transform Your Life, which you can also find in a number of other books. It's at the beginning of the new meditation handbook, and it's included as an appendix in a number of the other books. There's a section called The Benefits of Meditation. And Venerable Geshe says, the purpose of meditation is to make our mind calm and peaceful. If our mind is peaceful, we will be free from worries and mental discomfort, and so we will experience true happiness. But if our mind is not peaceful, we will find it very difficult to be happy, even if we are living in the very best conditions. If we train in meditation, our mind will gradually become more and more peaceful, and we will experience a purer and purer form of happiness. Eventually, we will be able to stay happy all the time, even in the most difficult circumstances.